Okay, we're going to welcome our preschoolers in. They're going to be sharing some things about Christmas with us. So we'll turn it over to them. Very good. Thank you so much. You did a great job. We appreciate that. You're sharing those songs with us. You've been working hard. We appreciate the teachers that have been working with them, all of those who've been working with our Sunday school and our evening youth programs, and those who've been working on this Christmas program very hard. We Hope you've got a bulletin for tonight. It tells who the characters are, and on the back there's some thank yous there. We won't go through them at this time because you're able to read just as well as I am. But we are going to get started with the rest of our program. Arrest These Merry Gentlemen. So we'll turn it over. Quiet, sleepy little town. People here farm and raise sheep. It's a peaceful place to live. But when people disturb that peace, I get involved. My name is Sergeant Joe Sabbath. I wear a badge. Things may be quiet right now, rookie, but I can smell it. With all these people here to register for the census, there's trouble brewing.
I'll go look around, boss.
We've gotten a tip that something was going to happen that night in Bethlehem, something big. So I headed downtown. It was a silent night. All was calm, all was right. People were sleeping in peace, heavenly peace. But it didn't stay that way. Things changed in a hurry.
They're coming.
They saw angels.
Quiet!
But angels.
Angels are on their way here?
No, the shepherds are on their way here.
But the shepherds saw angels.
Angels!
Quiet! My name is Sergeant Joe Sabbath, and I'm the peace officer in this town, and it's my job to keep things quiet. And if anybody disturbs the peace, I'm going to run them in. So now, tell me, what's going on?
You won't believe what I just heard. I was coming into town, and I met a bunch of shepherds, and they were acting strange.
Strange?
They seemed crazy. They were telling everyone.
Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Well, they said they saw angels.
Angels? In this day and age?
That's what I thought. They said They said the angels told them a king was born in Bethlehem tonight.
Oh, a king in Bethlehem? They were crazy.
There were dozens of them coming, shouting, singing. They were just loud. They were very merry gentlemen, they were.
Merry?
Happy, jumping up and down, excited, you know, merry.
Were these gentlemen disturbing the peace, ma'am?
I guess you could say they were.
You know what we may have here, don't you?
What?
A 497662A. Merry gentlemen with intent to celebrate. I'm gonna throw the book at them.
Hey, boss. Do you really think they saw angels?
I've been around the block, kid, and I've never seen an angel. Nobody's seen angels in generations. You gotta learn the streets. There's always a reason they make this stuff up, but I'm on to them, rookie. Just you watch. Napping. I never said you did, but you let your goat sleep on the sidewalk. Goat napping is illegal in this town. Take him in, rookie.
Hey, boss, look at that guy.
What now?
Chewing with his mouth open.
Rookie, the goat napper.
He's making a run for it.
What we need.
A busy night. Goat napping, not opening the door for a lady, the girl wearing white after Labor Day. This place is out of control.
And those shepherds, you think they're up to no good?
I'd bet my badge on it. I just don't trust shepherds.
Why, boss?
You know what that curve at the end of a shepherd's staff is called?
A crook?
Exactly.
What we need is a silent night, a little water.
Getting here, boss. You still think they're really coming?
Oh, they're coming, all right. A mob of merry gentlemen is headed this way, disturbing the peace. What we don't know is why.
Boss, I hear something.
So the angel says, don't be afraid.
Write that down.
You hear that? We're talking about angels, like the shepherds. I think we've heard enough. Let's haul them in.
Wait!
Aha! You're under arrest.
You almost scared me to death.
You're not shepherds.
An amazing observation by the police.
Who are you, and what are you doing?
My name's Scoop. I'm a reporter for the Bethlehem Examiner, and these are my cub reporters.
Newspaper reporters?
Wow, nothing gets by you coppers. I'm simply stunned.
I'm Sergeant Joe Sabbath, and these are my rookie partners, Barney and Fife. And we're here to keep the peace, and we've just learned that a mob of shepherds is inbound on the city to cause havoc.
That's old news, Sergeant. We've been working on that case for about an hour.
Well, they're going to be surprised when they get into town.
You think you can stop them?
Yes, I do. You see this star? This means I'm the boss. I have the authority. Huh? Do you have a star?
No, I suppose I don't. But this just might be the biggest story of my career.
A bunch of shepherds, a big story? This is a sleepy little town.
Shepherds? You think this is about shepherds? They're saying a baby born here tonight in Bethlehem is a king.
You know, as in the long-awaited Messiah, the future king of Judah?
Judah already has a king, Herod. Only card deck should have more than one king.
But Joe, if this is who the angels say it is, the Savior of the world was born tonight in Bethlehem. That's the biggest thing that's ever happened in history.
Oh,
Here they come. Wow, look at those shepherds. They are tiny.
You've got the spyglass backwards.
Whoa, they're huge.
Just put that thing away. That's them, all right. I can smell the disturbance a mile away.
That's not a disturbance, Joe. Shepherds just smell that way.
I thought this disturbance smelled a lot like sheep.
Boss, should I arrest these merry gentlemen?
No, that's just what they'd be expecting us to do. I say we follow them and find out what they're up to.
Quick, come. While they're gone, let's talk to our sources.
Oh, hey!
That was subtle.
Supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
Wow, right here?
Seems that way.
Check this out. The prophet Micah says that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
Really? Messiah is supposed to be born here? Now? This is starting to sound really amazing, guys.
The king will be worshipped by shepherds.
Where'd you get that?
Straight from the psalmist and the prophet Isaiah. These people know what they're talking about.
Shepherds, huh?
And honored by kings.
Wow, right here in Bethlehem.
Worshipped by shepherds and honored by kings?
Could it really be, Scoop? Could this angel story that became a shepherd story, that became a baby story, could be turning into the Messiah story? Do you think this baby could really be the one?
Shepherds and
been following them for 4 hours, boss. And all they've done is look around in mangers. Are you sure they're looking for a baby king?
Oh, they're coming, all right. You're such a noob. They're on their way here, a mob of shepherds, and they are disturbing the peace. And when they get here, I'm going to arrest them.
Hey, somebody, you got to hear this.
Hey, what's the rush?
Who are you?
Name's CD, and I'm a big rig driver.
Big rig?
10-4. I drive big rig, semi, camel diesel.
Your camel runs on diesel?
No, my name's Diesel. And we're traveling inbound from Baghdad to Jerusalem, hauling figs.
You mean you rode in a...
Please don't say it, rookie.
A big, big rig? I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
We had to hammer down and had to make it to J-Town by dawn. But my rig broke, blew a hoof, didn't have a spare, so tried to make it to Bethlehem. Word has it there's a great camel out there. Didn't make it. Limped into an oasis, and there they were. They were on their way to Bethlehem.
I know. Shepherds.
Shepherds?
Not shepherds?
You got a copy on us, son? We don't know what shepherds you're talking about.
Then who's coming?
Wise men.
Wise men?
Wise guys?
Wise men. Magi?
Magi are wise men from countries east of here. They're well educated and know the scriptures. They're on the road a lot, and apparently they believe that some king has been born around here.
Where are they?
They're a long way off, days, weeks. They don't even know where he was born.
Then how do we know they're coming here?
They're following a star, and the star is heading this way, night by night. But that's the problem. They can only follow the star by night. They're going to be a while.
Following a star? Now I've heard everything. Had me scared there for a minute.
Boss, you don't believe in the star?
I don't believe in magi.
But he said that he saw them.
He saw them? Well, magi are rumored to be powerful men from the Orient. I bet they're working together with shepherds. If it's true, they're smart enough to decide who's king around here. You know what? You know where those shepherds are going?
No, where?
I bet they're on their way to rendezvous with those magi guys. We gotta head them off before they meet up with them.
The road ahead seemed long, and the journey started on began with a faith to take one step. With the stars shining overhead, they traveled where it led, fighting the way to Bethlehem.
Look for the light. Look for the light.
Have we lost anybody?
I don't see Shep anywhere.
We lost Shep. Is he lost? How about everyone else? Frank?
Here.
Vince?
Yo.
Merv?
Present.
Okay, so we at least have Frank and Vince and Merv.
No, I don't mean to tell the angels how to do their job, but you think they could have mentioned which manger we find them in.
Well, how many more mangers could there be in this town?
I don't care if there's 1,000. I'm not going to stop until I find him.
Why do you think God told us first?
Yeah, why us? If God is sending the world king, why did he tell us first?
Well, remember what the angel said? Good news of good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Maybe they're saying that shepherds are just as important as kings.
I know I'll never forget what I saw.
How could you see anything? You were so scared you were hiding your face.
I was not. I was bowing down.
And shaking.
I was fearless. There's one thing you don't have to worry about, and that's me worrying. I have nerves of steel.
Ah!
Shep!
Shep, where you been?
Searching on the other side of the stable.
You, startled me.
Just like tonight with the angels.
That's why they said fear not.
Well, I think they said fear not, Frank.
Well, I'll admit I was afraid then, but now I feel totally different.
You know, after what the angels told us, what do we have to be afraid of anymore?
Watching shooting stars appear, then out of nowhere a blinding light. A voice like thunder spoke the words, you won't believe all that we heard, breaking through the silent night.
No fear, no fear, our God is here.
Yeah!
Hey, Barney. Hey, Barney, you really think that truck driver's story was believable?
Semi.
How many mangers are there in this town anyway? Oh, excuse me. Oh, you again, still working on your big story?
Yes, the baby that's going to be the king, the Messiah.
Don't you understand? These shepherds are part of a plot. They're just looking for a place to meet where no one will find them. There's no baby, there's no manger, there's no angels, there's no king. There's nothing. Look, here, I'll show you. This X is a shepherd and the circle is the angels.
So the circle's the shepherds, right?
No, the X is the shepherds. And here we go.
What's the lizard supposed to be?
It's just a lizard. It was there when I moved the rock. Okay, wait, this isn't working. Come here. So first we have a bunch of shepherds out in the fields. Hey, you guys, you be my shepherds, okay? Can you come up here? So they're out in their fields.
Keeping watch of their flocks at night.
Exactly. And then what's supposed to happen next? An angel of the Lord. Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Gabriel.
Okay, Gabriel, you're going to be my angel. You come stand right over here. And what's supposed to have happened next?
The glory of the Lord showed around them.
Oh, very nice, Gabriel. Thank you. And so then they're supposed to be told that they're going to go to a manger to find a baby. Or they're going to go to a stable. So let's just pretend this is a stable here.
Just for argument's sake.
Well, just imagine.
All right. And then in this manger, they're supposed to find a baby and a little crib. Here, we'll just use this for a bed. There's no crib for a bed, so this is as close as we can come. And in this manger, in this stable, in this small city, in this big world, is supposed to be a little baby. Oh, hey, can we borrow your baby for just a minute? We need him to be the Messiah. I promise I won't hurt him. All right. And we put him in the manger.
What about the Messiah's parents?
You too. You be them. All right. So you come and then see. See what I'm talking about? We're supposed to believe that an angel appeared to a bunch of shepherds out in the field to tell them that they should come and find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger, and he would be found in Bethlehem with his parents. Don't you see how this simply couldn't happen?
It looks like it just did.
Isn't that just like God? We've been searching for him all night, and just when we were about to give up, we found out he's been here all along. What do you say now, Joe?
You think God really sent a baby to Earth, a Messiah?
All the evidence seems to say that he did.
I don't know. I'm just not sure.
Look, there's a star the wise men are following.
There really is a star.
What did you say a star represented?
It's a sign of authority. It says who's in charge, who keeps the peace.
Please.
you all may be right, but I still have a job to do. I'm the peace officer in this town, and it's my job to keep things quiet. You, I find y'all guilty of making a lot of noise, disturbing the peace, and being outrageously happy without a license. And you...
Let me guess. Writing a story without authorization. I'm sure my pencil made squeaking marks that disturb the peace, and helping the shepherds get their message out.
Maybe I was a little too loud when I rustled my papers, or it was a little noisy when I combed my hair.
Exactly! And the rest of you!
Joe, you gotta give these people a break. I mean, sure, they disturbed the city of Bethlehem, but you said yourself, you just want peace.
But the rest of you!
Cheering after dark.
Cheering without lightning.
Unauthorized worship?
Yes, yes, and yes. In all my years as a peace officer, I've never seen anything like this. I could run you all in. Rookie, take a message to headquarters. Sergeant Joe Sabbath, I'm here with the shepherds that have been disturbing the peace, and the baby that is the alleged cause of all the disturbance in Bethlehem this night. And after a thorough investigation, I find that peace has come to Bethlehem this night, and everyone is being set free. Signed, Sergeant Joe Sabbath. It may not be the quietest place around, but it's definitely the most peaceful. All is calm, all is right.
Hey, don't you have an extra to get out? The presses are stopped. You gotta get the news out.
Yes, we finally have good news.
And you guys, what are you staring at? Aren't you supposed to be out telling people about the baby Jesus that's been born, the Savior of the world?
You're right. Let's go.
Wait.
Yes?
Wait for us. We're coming with you.
To the world.
Well, it turns out that the tip was right. Something big happened in Bethlehem that night. And our peaceful little town was never quite the same. Turns out the little baby was the Savior that we'd been waiting for. God's own son. He grew up strong and wise, but he was never crowned king in Jerusalem. In fact, he was arrested and tried alongside real criminals. Even though his only crimes were healing the sick and the blind and teaching us about his Father's kingdom, this innocent man took the penalty for all of us. I wish I could say I solved the case that night as soon as we found the baby king in the manger, but I could only see part of the story that night. All those years later, when Jesus rose up from the grave, that's when the case was solved for good. Now, what are you waiting for? Don't make me run all of you in on a 52294B failure to celebrate the best news ever. He's the one. Let's get out there and tell everybody. And the louder, the better.
Girls, we appreciate that very much for sharing the good news with us. And that's the whole point of our time together tonight, is that the good news might be shared. You know, I felt a little sorry for Sergeant Joe Sabbath. The guy was slightly confused. I think he maybe finally got over that, but a lot of confusion. You know, unfortunately, today in our world, in real life, there are people who are just as confused or maybe even more confused than he is. It's not always obvious. You know, it's one thing if you're confused about the shepherds. It's another thing if you're confused about wise men or maybe you misunderstand angels. But you know what? The real concern is if you're confused about who the Lord Jesus Christ is and why he came. That's the real concern that we have. If we know the truth, we have the responsibility, as the guys and girls challenged us, to go and to tell that to others, to make sure that they know it, that they understand clearly. We just recently started on Sunday morning a study in the book of Luke. And there Luke writes that he is keeping this record and putting it down so that we might know the certainty of the things that we have learned. And sure enough, God wants us to know for certain, not be confused about who the Lord Jesus is. Luke goes on to say, as he begins writing that Christmas story in his narrative, and he tells us that the one who came, that the boys and girls have been singing about, that we've seen in the drama tonight, and that the little children sang about, that he is the very Son of God. You know, Luke is an accurate historian, and you can trace that if you'd like. You can do your own study to find the legitimacy of what he wrote. Eyewitness accounts. And the one that he wrote of is truly the Son of God. God the Son, who came down to this earth and truly was born as a baby and laid in a manger. Luke also says that that one is the Holy One. He never sinned. He's the only one that's ever walked on this earth that has never sinned. You've sinned, you've sinned, you've sinned, I've sinned. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of God's glory. And Luke also goes on to write, by the Holy Spirit, that the name of this one who would come was Jesus. Salvation is through His name. The Lord Jesus, the one who came, He not only came and lived that perfect life, but He went to the cross of Calvary, the Son of God, without sin. And there at Calvary, historically, we find it to be true that He died. You can find that in the secular textbooks, secular historians. Some of them are honest enough to recognize that He didn't stay dead, but He rose from the grave. As we heard about tonight, that makes all the difference. You see, the one who went to the cross died there as your substitute and my substitute. He took our place. He took your place. And He paid the penalty that we deserve. The wages of sin is death. The Bible talks about death, physical death, but it also speaks in the book of Revelation of something called the second death. And that's eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. Not a pleasant subject, but reality. And the Lord Jesus came that we, who deserve to go there, every one of us, might escape that penalty and rather might spend eternity with God in heaven. That's what Christmas is all about. And we want to share that good news with you, that by grace you can be saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Not of works, so that no one can ever boast. No one will ever say, God, you have to let me into heaven because I was a good person. I followed the Bible. I prayed. I went to the Christmas program. I was a good parent. I was a good spouse, a good employee. No one will ever get into heaven by boasting about what they did. Rather, it must be received as a gift. As we'll receive many gifts this year at Christmas, we would encourage you, if you've never received the Lord Jesus, He said that if you will turn from yourself, depending upon yourself, turn from going your own way like a sheep that's gone astray, and you will turn to the good shepherd who's given His life for the sheep. He said, I'll receive you unto myself, and I'll change you. I'll make you a new creation. What a blessing to know the true meaning of Christmas, to be able to share the good news. Thank you, guys and girls, for reminding us of that story. Thank you for being here tonight and enjoying this time together with us. We're going to close in a short prayer. Then the ushers are going to come and share some treats. We do have some refreshments as you leave this room. If you turn to the right and go down to the left, you'll find refreshments there. The kitchen staff has asked if you have small children, if you could supervise them as we go through the line and have the food in there, that would be a big help as well. If we could help you in any way spiritually, we would count that a great privilege. That's the reason we're here tonight. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the programs that we've seen tonight. Father, for the little children who came up earlier and sang, and now for these older children and the blessing that they have been, the young people, as they have presented this musical. We thank you, Lord, for the truth of Christmas. We thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And one day, everyone will acknowledge that. Father, we thank you for the privilege of having your word and having the truth shared with us, that if we will receive the Lord Jesus as the one who died for our sins and took our punishment and was raised from the dead, Father, if we will receive him as Savior, if we will believe on him as Savior, he promises to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Father, we pray for anybody here tonight who is depending on their own good deeds, their own abilities to get them into heaven one day. Lord, please convict them by your Holy Spirit. Draw them to your Son, the Lord Jesus, who now is exalted at your right hand, offering salvation to all who will believe. We thank you for the treats. We thank you for the refreshments. We thank you for one another. And we thank you for this special evening. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you. We're going to ask the ushers now. They'll come out. Everybody gets a treat bag. Don't leave. Doesn't matter how old you are. You get a treat bag as well until they run out. And then after you get that, we encourage you to go down the hallway, enjoy some refreshments, fellowship, have a Merry Christmas. Come back next Sunday morning for our choir as they share with us the performance of Swaddling Clothes.